Agatha Raisin and the Love from Hell by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. James Lacey stumbled in a daze along the waterfront at Bridport in Dorset. Night was falling. His head throbbed, and he had no idea how he had got there, only that he seemed to have been wandering for days. Suddenly, a squat little woman wearing a yachting cap appeared in front of him. "Why, it's James! James Lacey! You look a mess!" Somehow his dazed mind registered her identity. "Harriet," he said, "we're about to set sail for France. Tubby's on the yacht. Look at your head. There's dried blood in your hair. What have you been up to?"
"Barbara," said James, fighting away a memory of a swinging hammer and crashing furniture. "I'll be all right."
He knew some awful memories of what had so recently happened to him were about to come flooding back. And in that moment he remembered a monastery he had visited once in Age, in the south of France. He remembered the cloistered peace, the sun slanting through the cloisters. He suddenly felt if he could get there, he would be safe.
"Can you take me to France?"
"I think you should go to a doctor and get that head examined."
"It's just a bit of blood. Worse than it looks. I'd really like to get away, Harriet."
"Got your passport?" James searched in the inside pocket of his jacket.
"Yes, I have," he said with something like surprise.
He tried to remember why he had his passport, but could not. "Luggage?"
"No luggage. I sent it on ahead," said James, improvising.
"You look as if you've been sleeping in those clothes. It's a good thing I know you to be a respectable gentleman, or I would start to think you were on the run from the police."
"Not from them," said James.
Harriet looked up at him curiously and then gave a little shrug. "Come along, then. We're nearly ready to set sail."